This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we're having our guest today. A great friend of mine, a great leader, the former chairman of the Port of New Orleans, Joe Toomey, and is here to discuss a report that he really spearheaded many months ago or had the idea for, which is important not just in its content, but in the fact that it's all five deep water ports all working together. So big congratulations to Joe Toomey.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember it was over a year ago when Michael told me it would be a major undertaking to get the five ports together, but a worthwhile undertaking. And I'm so excited that yesterday we were able to present at the Ports Association of Louisiana's annual conference our final report for a comprehensive commodities analysis that was done by a recognized national consultant. And we had all five ports come together to share in engaging the consultant and share in the cost of doing the study. So it was an exciting day for me yesterday to come to a conclusion for this this long work of getting together, which started just bringing the five ports together, get them around the same table, create a dialogue, and now to finalize the first of these efforts to work together. Hopefully it's a product that that our state can use going forward to help with the economic development and the growth of the ports, and in particular expand international trade in our region.
Obviously, Joe, the realization of the necessity for the collaboration had to have come about because of the competitive nature of what we're seeing with ports across the country, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it really goes back to 2023. There was a lot of legislative and business chatter about the ports not working together. And that resulted in legislation passed by both Senator Connick and Senator McMath dealing with the oversight of the ports. The first time in memory that legislation was passed directly dealing with the operation of the ports. So it showed an interest. And then from there, it was obvious to me that we had to get together and react to this legislative interest. And that's when I got the five ports together. But it's an interest that's now continued with additional legislation in 2024. And this current administration has really taken, for the first time in my memory, a serious interest in ports and a recognition of their importance and how it ties in to economic development in the state.
We just had the governor on in the 10 o'clock hour, and he talked about a lot of that. Obviously, each one of the ports have incredible strengths. They also have weaknesses. And if you can complement one another, you're stronger in its totality. But if you would, could you share with us maybe some of the findings that you found unusual, surprising, happy to hear about?
Well, let me say, the report is not all roses. It points up some opportunities, some low-hanging fruit, and some more challenging opportunities to bring international trade into in and out of Louisiana. It also points out the challenges that we have. You know, the distance up the river, the competition with Mobile and Houston. We don't have the population base Houston has. We don't have the draw that Mobile has with the automobile industry. So there's definite challenges as well. But there are some, if you go, it's a 200-page study that was done and really provides a path of where we can attract additional trade. I mean, there's some trade, for instance, that products that develop in Louisiana that travel by land to Charleston and Savannah to get on ships that go international at that point. There's no reason why those products shouldn't come through Louisiana ports. We need to do a better job of coordinating, and that's what I see being done by this current administration, the LED, and the new committee for Ports and Waterways Investment Commission. You know, I think they're trying to utilize the assets that we have, put their money where they can get the most bang for it. And to do that, you got to really set what's the best priority for Louisiana as opposed to what's the best priority for each individual port.
It's tough out there, too. And Michael and I talk about this all the time, Joe, and I think you'll agree. Economic development is not an easy game. It's a very competitive game. And a lot of times we fail. And what I'm hearing from you, this exercise is really about looking at ourselves in the mirror critically, right? And gaining a better understanding of what opportunities we're missing and where we're able to leverage those opportunities. Because we have the template, we have the foundation, we have the infrastructure. It's now incumbent upon the five ports to maximize that and leverage it to the nth degree, because you just can't let these opportunities slip by, because you'll never be what you could be.
Right. We need to build on the assets and the strengths that we have. We can't, every port can't be everything to everybody. And if you look at the five ports in particular in the lower Mississippi, they
go
really
ahead and
have
name them, Joe. Joe, would you name them? I'm getting a number of texts from people saying, what are the five ports?
You have the port of Greater Baton Rouge. You have the port of South Louisiana, the port of New Orleans, the port of St. Bernard, and the Plaquemine Parish Port. Together, those five ports represent the busiest port complex in the world. That would be a great marketing tool to go out and, you know, get people's attention around the world that this is the busiest port complex in the world. That hasn't been done because the ports have traditionally operated very much independent of one another. But that, just that marketing aspect would be helpful. In addition, you know, I think the state is really wants to focus on the ports, is prepared to put more money into the ports, but they want to know what the best priority is for the state, and they want to get the most bang for their bucks.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, I have to imagine there was an economic impact statement or portion of that report. If X, then Y. If we did this, then what does that translate to? I have to imagine those numbers have to be pretty damn positive, right?
Well, the opportunities are there. Realistically, you know, let's just take when they showed information on containers, for instance, 70% of cargo in the world is moved by containers now. You know, there's been very little growth in New Orleans. Houston and Mobile, a lot of growth. So the study gets into, you know, why not Louisiana? And how can it be Louisiana? So it gives you... It doesn't give you numbers on what it's going to be on the back end. It gives you a path to increase international trade.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that path, you know, it one of the things involved is more money from the state for infrastructure, and that's what they did in Savannah and Charleston. The state and the ports and the highway system, they all came together in a comprehensive sense and made a commitment to an economic development projects at the ports. It takes a comprehensive effort, not just the ports, not just the state.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I guess that's where local government comes in. They got to be on the same page as well, right?
Yeah, and the local governments, the way we're set up in Louisiana, don't have they're involved, but they're not the big player like the port itself or the state. But yeah, if you can get everybody pulling together, the more you can get pulling together, the more you can expect on the back end.
Michael,
I mean the highway system, the rail system, it's all connected.
Michael, any observations? Yes.
Well, I just think what's groundbreaking about this, again, is not, I mean, the study is going to have 200 pages of good information, but the magic that Chairman Toomey has been able to pull off here is simply getting everybody to agree to support this one document. That might seem like a small thing. I would kind of go back to the moonshot and say this is one small step for getting information about how our ports can be maximized, one giant leap for coordinating the lower Mississippi so we can retake the title from places like Mobile. I think this is actually majorly significant, and we're going to be able to build on this to coordinate better on aligning our investments so that we can begin to build it back. And it's not, as you said before, Newell, everything layers on. So once we get the port built in St. Bernard, the Louisiana International Terminal, that's not going to be just good for St. Bernard. That's going to drive light manufacturing and distributing and warehousing in New Orleans East and in St. Tammany West. And then when you look at the way they've designated the corridor along I-12 in St. Tammany for this type of warehousing use, that's going to then tie in. The schools have programs. For example, there's a warehousing and logistics program at Southeastern University where people can train for these jobs. All of these things have to be working together in order to maximize the potential. The only way that you make the whole greater than the sum of the parts is through this depoliticized cooperation. And Joe Toomey has taken us, I think, a significant step in that direction.
And Michael, absolutely. I'll tell you, when you mentioned a term about built upon, now that we've completed the study, released the study, next week I have another meeting scheduled with the five ports I'm bringing in Mark Hebert, who's the chairman of the Investment Commission, the State Investment Commission. I'm bringing in Julia Cormier, who is the Intermodal Commissioner.
Sure.
So, and get the five ports around the table again and say, okay, next step. You know, we're not finished and done. It's next step. Where do we go?
Yeah, Newell, I wonder, do they offer a Nobel Prize in port partnership, or am I making that up?
Well, you know, Joe, you had me when you said the five ports together make up the largest port complex in the world. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm saying, oh, my God, how many years has that been the case? And how many opportunities have we missed because we're not singing off that sheet of music?
But even if we are the largest, you shouldn't rest on your laurels.
That's an opportunity.
What we have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I never imagined that we had that footprint in the lower Mississippi. I mean, I knew we had a large one. I knew it was very influential. It drives a lot of our economy, but I had no idea that in totality, it's the largest port complex in the world.
And the reason being is the five ports aren't doing the same thing. They all have a different business interest, whether it be petroleum or natural gas or cruise or containers. South Louisiana doing a lot of grain, a lot of bulk. So they're different, but when you bring them all together, it covers the whole terrain.
And let me add in a lagniappe there, because I can never leave well enough alone. We've also got Avondale that we have to bring back into commerce for some light manufacturing with that massive deep draft dock there. So you put this all together, it really could have been a hum, but you know, we've been too busy fighting each other instead of fighting the competition, and that's for decades. And I think we might be changing that now, which is very encouraging.
No, we have to. We don't have a choice, quite frankly. We have a lot of troubling statistics driving, you know, permeating into our economy that we need to beat back on so many different fronts. Joe Toomey, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations to you and all of the directors of the five ports for coming together. We really appreciate them forward leaning on this issue, and hopefully you have continued success. We will be right back with Michael Heck and his final thoughts. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.